بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutations, salawat upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue with our session, Al-Qur'an fi hayati, Qur'an in our personal lives, that how we attempt during this month of Ramadan to build a closer relationship with Qur'an. Prior to salah, we made mention of one particular verse that was recited in the Taraweeh this evening, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. That, O my Nabi, O Prophet, Allah is instructing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ, that in worship your Lord until the inevitable comes to you. An inevitable year implies that worship your Lord until death comes to you. The whole objective is that a person is not a seasonal Muslim and is not someone who only reacts to particular times and worships Allah accordingly, but instead the whole objective is to leave this world in a state of iman and to leave this world as a mu'min. However, when we explore this further, one can conclude from this that wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension the lesson to this ummah is that the matter of worship, the matter of the ibadah of Allah, it is something that requires continuation, it requires consistency, it requires steadfastness, and it's also repetitive, that a person continuously in their day-to-day life has to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has to make the effort to continuously do this. The worship of Allah is not something, Allah's obedience, Allah's ita'ah, and succumbing to the will, to the want of Allah, is not something that we will do once off. If we give this a parable and an example, it's like a person who's paving their way to a particular destination. Often we see roadworks around our city and around our vicinities, and when we see these roadworks, we find that a person, those who are employed to do and to build these roads, that person goes and day in, day out, they persistently build that road network to lead to a particular direction. We know very well that one of the highest paying jobs, the young people know this well, is the person who just sits and flips the signs in the midday heat. Those who get one of the highest paid jobs. It defies logic, and it's another discussion for another day altogether. But nonetheless, if we use that same analogy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us and expects us to pave our way to His worship till the end of our life, that person day in, day out, continuously does that job. It's not like the road is done and then till a particular point and then it stops. There's a continuous networking of roads that continuously happens to make the destination easy. And no matter how hard, how difficult the job is, and knowing well that this road, even after it's built, there will be maintenance. So even though one may have discovered the destination, but there will be a continuous maintenance because there will be potholes that will be there after a heavy storm. It will require maintenance. The person who is employed to do this, doesn't
they don't leave the maintenance of this, that I've paved the road and therefore now whatever happens will happen, but rather there is this continuous maintenance. I'm using this analogy that we apply our mind that the ibadah of Allah, the worship of Allah, is like that daily grind, every day, day in, day out. The industrialized world we live in, the monetary world, the capitalist world that we live in, has attuned and accustomed our mind and normalized the mindset that you have to do the daily grind from 9 to 5, otherwise you will not survive. We think not twice about this because we have been so mechanically tuned to accept this as the norm. The worship of Allah, Allah reminds us, وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ Allah, among the things that Allah said, that excellent, most perfect, is the reward of the عَامِلِينَ Who are the عَامِلِينَ? The عَامِلِينَ are the workers. These are the laborers, the people who worked for Allah's ibadah. They functioned, they done work. There wasn't this lackadaisical attitude, the lethargic attitude, that everything goes, it's fine, and deen, ibadah, religion, Allah's obedience will fit in conveniently as, when, and how I choose. Allah didn't make that the criteria here. The criteria was that those who will get the most excellent reward in the akhirah are the amileen, those who are actively working to pave this destination to die in the state of iman. So this is a very pertinent thing. Allah didn't just tell us that wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, that worship Allah until death comes to you, but Allah gave us a solution that you have to be mutaharrik. You have to be functional. You have to function optimally. You can't, you know, through the day, you know, the highs and lows of life. The potholes of life will be there all the time. There will be obstacles that will come. There will be many challenges, personal, professional. Everything will be counterintuitive to the obedience of Allah. And each time a pothole or a speed bump arrives, is it going to be a case that now I will veer off course because now there's a speed bump, so therefore I no longer can continue my destination? So either or right, that's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. A person will have to continue the destination. They will tread carefully over the speed bump, but nonetheless they will continue. So the month of Ramadan, we can imagine it's like, you know, the open road. Unfortunately, in Western Australia, we don't have that. When we tell them in the rest of the world, we never drive in our lives more than 110 kilometers, they find it astonishing. The month of Ramadan is like, you know, the open freeway. That's it. You full on, head on in ibadah, working actively, doing work, getting closer to Allah. And then out of the month of Ramadan, maybe the foot's off the accelerator a little bit, just because we return to our daily lives, and then there will be obstacle along the way. But nonetheless, the foot is still on the accelerator. And Allah says, وَلَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, that most excellent and most perfect is the reward of those who are continuously working for their destination in Akhirah. May Allah give us understanding. Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad.